Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you as always. We know that the entrance of your word gives light, gives understanding to the simple. And even now, so let it be. And let this word burn in our hearts like fire in our bones. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, today, the rain of favor. I can hear the abundance, the sound of abundance of rain in the spirit. And it's not a rain of water. It's rain of favor. Favor for you everywhere. Favor before God, both with God and with man. And so the way I'm going to do this today is I am going to read scriptures and we're going to use them. I'm going to use them to declare favor upon you as we go through. So you be ready. Strap on your seatbelt because it's going to be fire in this room this morning. This is a prayer fire room today and we're calling on the favor of God upon you. That's right. Upon you. Why? Because the Lord said it is time to favor his people. It's always time for God to favor his people. You know, we just need to tap into it. But most especially when the Lord calls for it. And as you know, I've been doing the book of Hebrews and I was going to continue that yesterday. The night before, Holy Ghost said no. And, we received testimony in the room that confirmed that yes, there was indeed people that needed that shift that we did yesterday. Again, I started to get back into it yesterday and Holy Ghost also said, we're doing this morning. So, I spent a lot of time, getting the scriptures out and praying over them because we're going to release something powerful this morning. It's going to be amazing. Or afternoon for you. So I hope you are ready. I'm going through many scriptures, many people in the Bible that received favor from God. Unusual favor with God and with man. And I'm going to use each one of those examples. There will be some prayer that I'm calling out. I'm not saving the prayer till the end. So you don't miss any part of anything I do today. Because as I go along, I will be making the prayer with many of these cases that I will read. I will not be saving the prayer until the end. So you stay with me. And as the Lord begins to bring the word, I want you to unite under the word, unite in faith, begin to receive for yourself. Open your mouth wide and let the Lord feel it. And open your heart to the Lord and let him feel it. Now, this rain that God is commanding for us today, it's on. The Lord is the one that commanding it. And maybe you'll find out why later on. Hallelujah. So I want to take a minute before I even get started. I know I prayed, but I want you to pray. Hallelujah. You take a minute and just pray before the Lord, and say, Lord, pass me not by this morning. There's a song we used to sing like that, The Lord is passing this way. May he not pass you by this morning. Glory to God. So take a minute and pray. Hallelujah. It is that critical this morning. Pray, pray, pray. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Hear the prayers of your people, Lord, this morning as we open our hearts before the Lord. Glory to God. May we receive this rain into fertile soil and fertile ground this morning In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, before I go any further, hallelujah, I want to read for you just one scripture before we go any further into the actual, pronunciations for today. Glory to God. So let's turn to Exodus chapter 16 and verse 1. And you'll find out prophetically what the Lord is doing today. Glory to God. Are you ready? And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. Don't let the Zin, don't let that fool you. You know, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. Glory to God. Now, these people, unfortunately, quite unlike us today, on this 15th day of this second month, quite unlike them, we are going to believe God. Now, God's going to do something special for you today. We're not going to look back like these people did, but we're going to go forward. And on this day, tremendous blessing coming to you from the Lord. And here we go. Enoch. Genesis chapter 5, verses 22 to 24. And I hope somebody will be helping me to post these scriptures. Thank you for that. Genesis chapter 5, verses 22 to 24. And also Hebrews 11, verses 5 to 6. We are told that Enoch found favor before the Lord in so many words, because he pleased the Lord. He walked with God, and he was translated that he should not see death. And he was not found. And Hebrews reported it again and said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Hallelujah. But before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For everyone that cometh to the Lord must first believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So right away, we're kicking this off with Enoch. Powerful stuff. The first prayer and declaration today, glory to God, is that we all may find this kind of favor with God, that we will please God in our walking with him, that he will select us also will be translated, that we should not see death. And somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. I want to be translated that I should not see death. I want to be walking with God, in favor with God, lockstep with God, like Enoch was translated that he should not see death. But it was his faith, because before his translation, he had that testimony. May we all obtain this kind of favor with God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Number two, Noah. Genesis chapter 6, verses 8 to 9. And Hebrews 11, verse 7. Noah found grace and favor in the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord spared him and his family from the destruction of the whole world by flood. And by Noah believing the Lord, according to Hebrews 11 verse 7, by Noah believing God in his generation, he condemned the rest of the world. God will always have one person. He will always have at least one person that will believe. Now, all the promises that are in this Bible, every one of them will be fulfilled, because none of them will fall to the ground, Jesus said. But if the whole world doesn't believe, God will find at least one person that will believe. And when that person believes, they condemn the rest of the world for not believing. And Noah was saved and his family from the destruction of the world. May we find this kind of favor with God to save us from the destruction that is coming upon the world, even in the great tribulation. Hallelujah. Now, we're coming to a prayer in a minute that Jesus himself asked us to pray. And when I get there, I'm going to stop for a minute and have everyone pray that prayer. But let me talk to you about Abraham. It was a man that God even called his friend. He found favor with God. He received visitation from God. Genesis chapter 18, verses 3-5. Hallelujah. The Lord visited him. And the Lord even told him that, look, I can't hide from Abraham the thing that I will do. And Abraham had favor with God. He was a man that commanded God's attention. Hallelujah. He stood before the Lord and he began to pray and intercede and even bargain with God. Say, Lord, if you will find 50 people there, will you still destroy the place? And the Lord said, no, I won't do it for 50. He said, okay, now, what if it's only 45? Will you do it? He said, no, I won't do it for 45. And he went on and on. And each time he said, look, let not the Lord be angry now. Hallelujah. And if you have found favor before you now, listen to me one more time. And then he'll do it. And then again he'll do it. And then again he'll do it. And the Lord just listened to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May we have this kind of favor with God. Glory to God. To give us the grace also, you know, to obey his commandments so that we may receive not only visitation, but a habitation, a permanent place. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verses 21 and 23. And you've heard me quote that many times here. The Lord said, you know, if a man loves me, he will keep my commandments. And he keepeth my commandments, he it is that loveth me. In so many words, and I will love him also. My Father and I will come and make our abode with him. May the Lord find us to be such. May he regard us as those that love him, that those that do his pleasure, and find in us some attraction that will make him come, reveal himself unto us, and abide with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Powerful stuff. If you can receive it this morning. Lot, who was Abraham's nephew, he also obtained favor and mercy from God to be delivered, he and his family, from the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 19, verses 15 to 17. The Bible says that even while Lot tarried, because the angel of the Lord had warned him, get out of there, and he delayed. And even while he delayed, the angel of the Lord grabbed him by the hand grabbed all the people who said, get out of here right now. I can't do anything until you get out. The Lord being merciful unto him, we're told. So he found favor to escape that destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now I'm going to pause here and let us pray for a minute. According to Luke chapter 21 and verse 36, the Lord instructed us to pray, to watch always, and to pray always, that we may be counted worthy to escape the great tribulation and all these things that are coming, and to stand before the Son of God. May we understand this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 17 also says, then we which are alive and remain, glory to God, remain faithful to him, remain faithful in him, remain faithful in the word of his patience, we also shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Let's pray. Father, I pray, Lord God Almighty, that we may be counted worthy to escape these things that are coming, the judgments that's coming upon the world, the cup of God's indignation, and the winepress of God's wrath. May we escape. May we be counted worthy to escape the great escape and to stand before the Son of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Now, you can say amen to that. That's the greatest thing that we can experience even in this generation, is for us to escape, to stand before the Son of Man. That's a prayer that Jesus told us to pray. Joseph, he found favor. Genesis chapter 39. We read in verses 21 to 23. He found favor even when he was in prison. Hallelujah. He was cast into prison, but he found favor even while he was in prison. Even in distress, he found favor because the Lord judged him faithful, for he had not done what he was in prison for. He kept his integrity. He kept the fear of the Lord in his heart. And the Lord judged him faithful. And he found favor even while he was in prison. And not only that, I mean, you know the story of Joseph, you know, how he eventually stood before Pharaoh. Hallelujah. And when they brought him to Pharaoh in Genesis 41 from verse 14, he also found favor the favor of God was with him to give him great counsel, the spirit of counsel. Not only did he interpret the dreams, but he had counsel and discretion to give instruction of what to do. And he found tremendous favor in the eyes of the Lord. Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said finally to him, can we find, he actually said to his servants, in the book of Genesis 41 and verse 38, can we find a man such as this, you know, so discreet and wise, in whom the Spirit of the Lord is? And immediately, instantly promoted him over the entire land. According to my word, he said, you will rule the entire land. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. And everybody bowed the knee to Joseph. Glory to God. Immediately, Joseph received tremendous favor from God. Hallelujah. May you obtain favor with God. For sudden promotion this year. I don't hear anybody saying amen to any of this. Yet many of you are on stage. You know, I don't know if you are listening or participating, but as I'm releasing these words,
amen.
I want to be hearing your amen. Don't let this pass you by, because if it goes, you know, there's a different anointing that God gives for each day. I don't know that I'm going to be saying these things tomorrow or the next day, but right now, as we are calling them forth, be believing God. You should be saying amen or typing amen in the chat room as we are calling these things forth. And let me repeat that. May you obtain favor with God for sudden promotion this year. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that was from the life of Joseph. Now let's take a look at the life of Moses. And many of these to call out, and for each of these, I will call out some favor prayer, fire prayer, that if you receive it, may change your life, even this year. Moses, Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to 17. Moses prayed and said, if I have found favor before you, Lord, then let your presence go with us, sir. And the Lord said, yes, you have found favor with me, and my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Glory to God. We talked about rest when we covered Hebrews chapter 4 a few days ago. The Lord said, my presence will go before you, and I will give you rest. May God's presence also go with you and before you this year and beyond, and may he give you rest in Jesus' name. The Bible says,
amen.
Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, you know, when you put it all in God's hands with thanksgiving, all your requests, he said, the peace of God passes understanding will keep your hearts and mind. May God give you peace that is beyond understanding. May God give you rest. And may his presence go with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Israelites, they obtained favor with God, even though many of them were undeserving. But it was because of the promise and the oath to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and so forth. You know, so finally, we see that God gave them favor. Psalm 44, verses 1, 2, 3. He says that these people did not obtain the land. Of course, we know that many of them failed to enter in because of unbelief, cover that before. But, you know, they got not the land in possession, verse 3. By their own sword, neither their own arm saved them, but thy right hand and thine arm, and the light of your countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Glory to God. The favor of God, on account of what God had promised before to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, brought them in, at least the new generation. He brought them in because of his favor. Glory to God. Favor for you to bring you into God's promises in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Gideon, he found favor with the Lord. Now, all of these things, by the cloud of witnesses, will show us that what God has done for one, he can do for you too today. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, from verses 14 through 22, the story of Gideon, he found favor before the angel of the Lord. In fact, he was addressed as a mighty man of valor. That's what the Lord thought of him. May the Lord think of you as a mighty man or mighty woman of valor and having power with God. Just like, you know, the Bible said of Jacob in Genesis 32, when he wrestled with the angel of the Lord, and the Lord thought of him as having power with God. And he said, you are a prince. Glory to God. May the Lord think of you as a prince that has power with God. Now, the kind of faith that moves God to say that is not the unbelieving, the doubting, you know, the grumbling faith and the doubtful faith, which sometimes were in the disciples of Jesus. And he wasn't happy with them most of the time. O ye of little faith, he said. But every once in a while, the Syrophoenician woman, the centurion, and so forth, every once in a while, he found tremendous faith. And he would say, great is thy faith. And may the Lord think of you as someone that has power with God. And someone that has favor, that you find favor because of your faith. Just like Gideon, the power that God saw in the passion that God saw in him. He was a man that would not settle for the status quo. And he said, all the miracles that we have heard, why do you say that God is with us? And this is our condition presently. Why is God not fighting for us? And these Midianites are tormenting us. And God said, I like that passion. I like that fire that is in you. Now you go in the strength and the power of the Lord. And the Lord saw him as someone that had might. God gave him favor. He found favor with God. Samuel, in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 26, he was a young man coming into his own. And the Bible says that he found favor both with the Lord and with man as he began to grow. Our prayer for you today and my release is that may you obtain favor both with God and with men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, David was a man that had tremendous favor with God. Despite his shortcomings and his act of cruelty and murder, you know, his heart, because he repented, and his heart was with God. In 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 14, the Lord even foresaw that he would be a man after his own heart. The Lord, you know, refused Saul, but he chose David. And you can read all about it in Psalms 89, verses 20 to 37. And I want to read some of that because it's so powerful what God himself said about David. Powerful stuff that he said. He said, I have found David, glory to God, my servant, and with my oil have I anointed him. Hallelujah. May the Lord find you. May he pour his oil upon you. With my hand shall he be established. Glory to God. Let the Lord establish you by his hand, and may his arm also strengthen you. The Lord said concerning David, the enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. May the Lord say this of you this year, especially and going forward, the enemy shall not exact upon you, neither shall the son of wickedness afflict you or yours, because you will find favor before the Lord. Listen to this. I will beat down his foes before his face. That's God fighting your battles. May God say that for you this year. May that be your portion, that the Lord will beat down your foes before your face and plague them that hate you. Glory to God. But he said, my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. May the Lord's faithfulness and his mercy and his favor be with you, and my name, in my name, he said, shall his horn be exalted. Glory to God. I will also set his hand in the sea, his right hand in the rivers. When he cries to me and says, thou art my father, my rock, and so forth, my salvation. The Lord knew him. You know, he said, Lord, I will make him my firstborn. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Glory to God. Higher than the kings of the earth. Now, that's also prophetic, you know, about the Christ. But it was talking about David here. My mercy will I keep for him forever. My covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever. And his throne as the days of heaven. And even may the Lord say this for your children. Even if your children depart from me, the Lord said, and they walk not in my judgments, even if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, you know, he said, well, you know, I will nevertheless, even though they may suffer a bit, but my loving kindness will I not take from them, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. I will not break my covenant, neither will I alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie unto David. May the Lord say concerning your children, Jeremiah, you know, chapter 31, verses 16 and 17, that the Lord will bring them again from the land of the enemy. Though they may depart, the Lord said, I will bring them back. In Jesus' name. Amen. Powerful stuff. And this is for you today as we begin to release it unto you. Acts chapter 7, verse 46. And also Acts chapter 13, verse 22 also repeats the same thing about David. The Holy Ghost also bearing witness much later and saying that David found this kind of favor with God. May you find this kind of favor and may you obtain the sure mercies of David in Jesus' name. Now let's read together Isaiah 54 and verse 10. Now this is my declaration to you this morning. The favor of the Lord that will be with you. Glory to God. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed. But my kindness, saith the Lord, shall not depart from thee. That's my favor. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy, grace, and favor upon you. Can someone say amen to that? The mountains may depart.
Amen.
Hills.
Amen.
May be removed. But my kindness, my favor, and my mercy shall never depart from you. Neither shall my covenant of my peace ever be removed from you. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
If you get a hold of that, that's an anchor that reaches, anchor of the soul that reaches even beneath and beyond and within the veil. Promise of God that his covenant of peace will never be removed from you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, here was a man that found tremendous favor. Now, I want to switch a little bit here. I'm going to tell you about some things, some people that found favor in strange ways. Oh, man. Now, we're talking about favor with God and favor with man. And there are some people that found it in many different ways. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we find, as a story here in 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1, in fact, the whole chapter. You know, but this is the story of Mephibosheth. Hallelujah. And in this story, Mephibosheth was one of the sons of Jonathan that escaped, you know, the killings and the genocide. The people, you know, the one wicked person that was trying to kill them all and so forth. But let's pick up this story. Second Samuel chapter 9. And here is what David said. Now, you know the story and the covenant, the bond that was between Jonathan and David. How that Jonathan, you know, risked even his father Saul's anger to save David many times. And now, here's David as king. Jonathan is gone. Saul is gone. David is now king. And he says, is there yet any left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Glory to God. And then if you find this Mephibosheth, wow. They said, well, there is this Mephibosheth and so forth. And David said, go call him. Now, verse 6. Now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he fell on his face and did him reverence, and he was afraid. You know, and David said, don't fear anything. Don't worry about it. I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake. And I will restore to thee all the land of Saul, thy father. And thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. This man was even lame. Couldn't do anything for himself. He was forsaken, rejected, running for his life, trying to be killed, hidden, and so forth. You know, he was supposed to be a prince, but, you know, evil befell him on multiple sides. But here is David pulling him out of the dung hill, setting him among princes. Glory to God. And David said, you will eat at my table as one of my sons forever. Hallelujah. Because of what your father, Jonathan, did for me. Now, I was going to show you mercy. And this man sat at David's table. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, and he did eat continually at the king's table. Verse 13. And before that, David also commanded. He commanded and said to Ziba, who was Saul's servant, make sure that you now serve Mephibosheth and his sons and gather to him all the land that belonged to Saul and everything and give it to this young man. Glory to God. And God gave tremendous favor to this Mephibosheth because of what his father, the good that his father had sown, the Bible say, cast your bread upon the waters, for in many days it will return unto you. The good that his father had sown ahead of him caused him, God put favor in David, in King David's eyes for this man, and he promoted him to sit among princes. May your children obtain favor in their generation to sit with princes because of your own good works that you are doing now. The Bible says that whatsoever a man doeth, that shall he also reap. This is the law of the universe, you know, and God, he honors it. When you show kindness now, you know, it may be your children that will reap it later. And the kindness that Jonathan showed to David, Jonathan himself did not reap it. But look at how David now paying it forward. Glory to God. You know, to Mephibosheth. And he took him out of the dunghill, set him among princes. And this man did eat bread at king's table. David said to his servants, you will treat Mephibosheth like one of my princes. He will sit at my table. And you will do to him as you would have done to any of my princes. Hallelujah. May your children in their generation obtain favor. Favor because of your good works that you are doing. So don't be weary when you do good things. The Lord may not, you know, pay it back to you immediately. And he will too, most of the time. But he will pay it most certainly back to your children. Hallelujah. Now Elijah. 2 Kings chapter 2 verses 1 and 11. Elijah was a man that stood before God and he found tremendous favor with God. This man was a different kind of man, folks. And we've never met a man like Elijah. This man, you can't kill him. You know, you can't do any of that stuff. You can kill all the other prophets, but not this man. You know, but this man, he has the kind of favor with God. God will send for him an entourage of heaven, a chariot of fire, horses of fire. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. This man always getting even bodily transportation. You know, he said, Micaiah said, look, I mean, I come here and the king doesn't find you. We know how the Spirit of the Lord takes you from place to place. You know, my life will be in jeopardy. Elijah said, don't worry about it. I'm here today. I'm not going anywhere. This man, when it was time for him to go, the Bible said, when it was time for this man to go, everybody even knew it. Hallelujah. Even the sons of the prophets, they knew it. And the Lord sent a chariot of fire with horses of fire. I mean, just think about that. And he went in a whirlwind to heaven. This man, my goodness, may our lives before God generate this kind of favor with God. That we may go. You know, as a song we used to sing, say, Enoch went in the chariot of fire. Elijah went in that chariot of fire. May we go also in that chariot of fire. May we receive this kind of favor with God, that God will even send chariots of fire from heaven. Hallelujah. The Shunammite woman. 2 Kings chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. She was another one that received tremendous favor from the Lord. Elisha had told her, get away from this place, there's a famine coming. And she left 7 years. And when she came back, by divine appointment, the very moment that the king was asking about all the works of Elisha, you know, someone said, oh, he had raised a woman's dead son back to life. And that very moment, she came, stood before the king and said, ah, voila, this is the woman I was just talking about. And she found tremendous favor before the king. The king said, restore to her her house and her land for all the 7 years. Now, when she left, the government took over her land, took over her house and everything. And they planted on her land, built on it, did vegetation on it, produced fruits. And the king said, all the fruits of the land for 7 years that she left, recover it all to her. Glory to God. May you find this kind of favor with God that you will recover all that you may have lost in Jesus' name. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 25 to 27. He said, the Lord will recover for you the years the canker worm, the caterpillar, the locust, and the palmer worm has eaten. And you will eat in plenty. And you will praise the name of the Lord your God, and my people shall never be ashamed. May that be your portion this year. Anything and everything that you may have lost before, for years, may the favor of God, before God and man, bring it all back to you, even with interest. Hallelujah. A man said to king, said he will restore it to her, the increase of the land, all the time that she was gone. Glory to God. Give it all back to her, because she found favor in the eyes of the king. My goodness. Even the Jews in captivity, Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, they found favor in the eyes of the king Cyrus of Persia at the time. This same king Cyrus made a proclamation authorizing the Jews to go and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And he said, any among you that feareth the Lord, that loveth the Lord, his God be with him. Let him go and build. And he commanded that even from the storehouses of the king, provision be made. Glory to God, that they will go and build. Because the Lord had put it in his heart to do it. And they found favor before that king, even in their time. Hallelujah. My goodness, there is coming a restoration. A restoration that God has commanded. Ezra and the Jews in captivity. Chapter 6, Ezra chapter 6, verses 1 to 12. The same Ezra got favor from King Darius concerning the same matter. This King Darius made search in the Chronicles and found the decree of this Cyrus that we're just talking about. And he commanded that the building must proceed unhindered. And he said, let nobody even hinder this work. Let this work proceed speedily. And you stay away from them. Let the work proceed. And the God of heaven gave favor to the Jews at that time to build. Likewise, Nehemiah. In Nehemiah chapter 2, from verses 1 to 9, he found favor before the king Artaxerxes at the time. And may you find favor before the king and before kings in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 29 says, seest thou a man that is diligent in his ways, he shall find favor before, stand before kings, and not even before mean men. Esther was someone that had favor and found favor. Esther chapter 2, verse 9, and verses 15 to 17. Esther found favor to replace the dethroned king Vashti. And she found favor in the eyes of even those in the beauty pageant and everything that was going on. She was the one that was chosen. Glory to God. And in the days after the purification of the virgins and all of that, you know, Esther was chosen. She obtained favor. She obtained, tremendous favor. And she was chosen. And she became queen instead of Vashti. Can you imagine that? Esther was a slave girl. Slave girl. And she was promoted to queen of the land. By the which also, she eventually saved the whole nation. When she received favor to stand before the king, and the king extended the king's scepter towards her. Esther chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. She obtained favor. The king gave commandment. Say, what do you want? Even to the half of the kingdom, I will give it to you. And he stretched forth that scepter. Hallelujah. And may the Lord give you favor. The king's scepter. And I'm talking of King Jesus. When the king makes a law just for you, it doesn't matter what the law of the land says, can make a law just for you. It's called the king's scepter. The king's scepter stretched out to several people in the Bible. Esther was one of them. And that's just it. It's made the law. That's it. Shunammite woman that we just read was the king's law. King just said, go do it. That's it. End of story. David said the same thing to Mephibosheth. Whether they, you know, should have obtained it or not, the king's favor. May you receive the king's favor this year of all your requests from the Lord by the scepter of the king stretched out to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Daniel, he found favor even before the eunuchs. Daniel chapter 1, verse 9. He received an exemption. He said, well, I don't want that diet. And he found favor. He was in Bible says favor and tender love. Everybody loved him. The prince of the eunuchs. And he was a man also in Daniel chapter 10, verse 11. The Lord spoke of him as being greatly beloved. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord that visited Daniel in Daniel chapter 10 said, Daniel, verse 11, thou art a man that is greatly beloved of God. Hallelujah. May God speak of you and consider you as being greatly beloved. Hallelujah. Lord, may I be found of you to be greatly beloved. Greatly beloved of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. On the sake of time, let me move forward quickly. It's a lot of more that I want to do and cover some things here in the New Testament as well. But this one happened before the real New Testament, but it was recorded in the New Testament books. But it was before the death of Christ. Zechariah and Elizabeth, parents of John the Baptist. They found favor in Luke chapter 1. Verses 5 to 6. They obtained favor before the Lord. Moving on to Mary herself. In the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 33. Mary found favor with God as the chosen one to fulfill the prophecies of Genesis 3:15, Isaiah 7:14. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 9, verses 6 to 7. She was the chosen one that was going to fulfill the prophecy of the seed of the woman. She was the chosen one that was going to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah 7 and 14 that says, you know, a virgin shall conceive. And she was the one to bring forth the Messiah, according to Isaiah 9:6, unto us a child is born and a son is given. She found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Glory to God. Simeon was a man, very little was known of him at first, until we read of him that he found tremendous favor in the sight of God. It was revealed to him, Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 32. It was revealed unto him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And one day he went, and he wasn't going to die. The Lord gave it to him. You know, and one day he went into the temple when they brought the little child to consecrate him before the Lord. And he took up the child and said, now let thy servant now depart in peace, because my eyes have seen the Lord's salvation. Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 32. This man was, because he was a devout man and he was always praying, he found favor in the eyes of the Lord that way. Favor in the eyes of the Lord. And even he was told that, look, wait for the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God. God will show you something tremendous. You will not die until you see something. And he probably didn't know exactly what it was. But when he saw it, and the Holy Ghost made him know that that is the consolation of Israel that you had been waiting for. Here it is. Holy Ghost, bring it to you now. And he came in the temple at the right moment. And he spoke prophetically even over the child. Praise God. Now, so this child, he said, will even be a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people of God called Israel, and so on and so forth. You know, so that was also in the same chapter. Another woman, you know, called Anna. She was a prophetess from verse 38. She was a daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and she had been a widow for quite a while, but she departed not from the temple, served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she also saw the consolation of Israel that day. You know, may the Lord reward your hours. Sometimes some of you are in night vigil, in prayers, are faithfully coming to these rooms and doing all of these things. The Lord will not forget. This woman was rewarded because she served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And her eyes saw the salvation of Israel. Glory to God. God, may the Lord also reward you even in this time of your, for your labor of love. Hallelujah. Jesus himself, the young child in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, we're told that he increased in favor with God and man. May you increase with favor with God and man, even this year and beyond, in Jesus' name. Amen. The early church in Acts chapter 2, verses 46 to 47, the Bible says that they had favor with all the people. Now that's favor everywhere. Everywhere they went, they had favor. Even fear fell upon people. People just reverenced them. They gave them favor everywhere. The early church, may God give you favor everywhere in Jesus' name. Philip, in the book of Acts chapter 8, he was a man that found favor with God. Now remember that Philip was appointed in chapter 6 as one of the 7 deacons to serve tables, to serve the widows. But when Philip went to Samaria, in between serving widows, he also preached the gospel. Hallelujah. And if Philip did not say, well, I'm just relegated to serving widows, serving tables. No, because he was also full of the Holy Ghost. Bible say, choose ye, they said, the apostles, choose ye 7 men full of the Holy Ghost that we may appoint over this matter. And Stephen and Philip, they were both one of the company, I mean, 2 of those company. And Philip went down to Samaria in Acts chapter 8. And the people saw and heard the miracles that he did. He found favor with God. In Acts chapter 8, verse 39. He experienced supernatural transportation. I don't even know how many of the apostles can boast of that. One time they all experienced it when they were in the boat. The Bible says Jesus came and immediately the boat was on the other side. So we know that. You know, but this man, the Spirit of the Lord caught him up after he had witnessed to the eunuch, baptized him and so forth. He obtained favor from the Lord, and the Lord moved him from somewhere else. May we experience, moved into somewhere else, this kind of favor and power with God. Now let me talk about deliverance. Glory to God. I've talked about recovering material blessings. I've talked about a lot of things today. Let me talk about deliverance. Peter, in Acts chapter 12, he obtained favor for deliverance. Herod, after he had killed James, suddenly before the church had gotten wind of it, he also took Peter, intending to bring him forth, you know, after the feast and kill him, because he thought that would also please the people. Meanwhile, he put him in prison. The church got notice of that and said, not this time, you know, and they began to pray. And Peter obtained favor with God, who sent his angel to deliver him from this impending execution by Herod. Herod was going to bring him forth and kill him before all the people. But the Lord sent the angel of the Lord to deliver Peter from the hands of Herod. May God deliver us, you, your loved ones, our loved ones. May God deliver every one of us from the plans of the enemy to kill us. May the Lord deliver you. May the Lord deliver your loved ones. Rekabo shalabos, kirenabai, from the hand of the devil and his plans. And the Lord defeat his plans and deliver you from the hand of the enemy. In Jesus' name. Paul and Silas. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 to 26. They themselves were also busted out of prison by the angel of the Lord. Glory to God. Because they praised the Lord in confidence. May the Lord God Almighty deliver you from every chain of the devil and every imprisonment of the devil. The devil had them chained into prison, but they praised the Lord at midnight. Every impossible situation, glory to God, where the devil said, I got you now. There is no way out. May the Lord come through for you and deliver you as you praise him in confidence. In Jesus' name, amen. Cornelius, in the book of Acts, chapter 10. It was a man that found favor, received favor with God for the salvation of both himself and his entire household because of his steadfastness in prayers and giving of alms. You know, some people say that, well, these things don't matter. The Bible says, let those of our company who have received salvation be careful to maintain good works. So instruct them to do that. And this man, you know, even it was his good works, it was his steadfastness in prayer, it was his steadfastness in giving of alms that caused the Lord to remember him. Hallelujah. The good things that he did for the people and his constantly spending time in prayer. You know, the Bible said there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius. He was a centurion of the band called the Italian band. He was even one of the Romans. He was a devout man, one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to God, to the people, and prayed to God always. And then the Lord visited him because of all of that. You know, the Lord said to him, you know, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Acts chapter 10 and verse 4. Hallelujah. May the Lord remember your alms, your prayers, and your good deeds. And may they come up before God to bring you favor everywhere, unexpected favor, and even salvation to your family. I'm going to leave the examples there, and now I'm going to call out some prayer. We called out so much here already today. If you are taking notes, you have seen how God has done tremendous things. And this can be for you as well. Everything that we have called out today, including physical material blessings, including deliverance from the plans of the enemy, including sudden promotion, including even escaping all the things that are coming upon this world, including impending judgment and destruction of the world to stand before the Son of Man. Favor with God, favor in your ways, favor even in difficult situations. God pulling you out. Favor everywhere. That's my prayer and my decree for everyone that's in the room today. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray over all our listeners today, both now that are in the room and those that are going to listen later on to the replays, may this word of faith, this word of declaration bring you favor. Favor with God and favor with men. Favor in your ways. Hallelujah. Favor in your business. Favor in all your affairs. Favor even before kings. Now that means even authorities. God will give you favor. God will give you favor before the angel of the Lord. May the Lord see you as someone that has power with God. He'll give you, you know, such a salutation like thou art greatly beloved, like he gave to Daniel. May the Lord find in you steadfastness and faithfulness. All your prayers, your labor of love, your giving, and all the things that you've done and continue to do, and may it come up before the Lord for a memorial. Favor everywhere. Now I hear the sound of abundance of rain, a rain of favor that is coming for you and coming upon you. May the rain of God that will fall upon you fall upon good soil, bringing forth fruits to please the master. Hallelujah. May the Lord extend the king's scepter. Hallelujah. Scepter towards you. Now, I want you to pray with me for just a minute. I want to say that part of declaration I just made again, because it's so key. I need everybody to understand this. This is the concept of the, you know, the secret of the concept of the kingdom. A king can make a law for you, just for you, that does not have to be in line with the laws of the land. And we've seen many examples that we called out here. He can, when he puts out that scepter for you, he can make a law carved out just for you. Doesn't matter what everybody else gets or doesn't get. When you have that kind of favor with God and he throws and he puts out that golden scepter for you, you know, he can have whatsoever you wish, whatsoever you desire. The Lord can carve out a law just for you. He can make a decree just for you. And decree of the king, even in the days of the, Persians and so forth, Medes and Persia, he said that their laws that cannot be removed, cannot be revoked. When the king puts his signet upon it like that, I am Pharaoh, he said, and you are Joseph. And before the entire land, there shall nobody be like you. All over the entire land, only in the throne will I be greater than you. There shall no one move a finger in the whole land of Egypt except by your word. I am Pharaoh. And he put his signature and put a stamp upon him like that, put his ring upon him like that. My goodness, the Lord give you favor. May even your good works come up for a memorial before the Lord. Even speak for your children in their generations. Hallelujah. Cast your bread upon many waters. For after many days, you will find it back again. It'll come back even to your children. May the Lord bring favor, favor to your house, favor to you, favor to your children, favor everywhere in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to stop and I want you to pray. If you are on stage, you may release your mic and let's pray together. It's an hour of prayer now. Open your mouth and pray. If you are in the audience, wherever you are as well, open your mouth and pray. Pray over the things that you have heard. Receive them and declare them for yourself. Favor for me. Favor for my household. Favor for my children. Favor everywhere. Favor from God will bring sudden promotion. Favor for deliverance from the plans of the enemy. Favor to recover all. Now you've heard it. You've heard it all today. So you open your mouth and pray. Hallelujah. Let's do it. Let's pray together. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And if you are, wherever you are, I want you to step away. If you can, step away to a place where you can pray. Don't miss this opportunity to pray together at this time. If you're in a place and you can't pray, get away from there for a minute. Step aside somewhere. Open your mouth and declare it. And say, oh Lord, be it unto me according to all of thy word that I heard today. Even table to escape all the things that are coming in the judgment of the world and to stand before the Son of Man. Pray this morning in Jesus' name. May the Lord answer your prayer. The Lord hear you and cause his face to shine upon you. In the name of Jesus. Favor everywhere on God's people. In Jesus' name. This 2023 in particular, I declare favor for you. Favor even in your health. The enemy has said it one way, but the Lord says it a different way. Let your health spring forth speedily. Even here in the name of Jesus. Favor for long life. Glory to God. He said, in his favor is life. Hallelujah. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Glory to God. May the lines fall unto you, even in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus. The very extension of life may come unto you, even in his favor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In his favor, the Bible says there is life. If a sorrow may endure for a night, Psalm 30 and verse 5. But joy is coming to you in the morning. May your night pass quickly. And may the light of day, the dawning of the day, come for you. Hallelujah. In his favor is life, according to Psalm 30 and verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night. Let the night be gone. Let the light of day shine for you. In the name of Jesus. Favor everywhere. Rain of favor for you. In the name of Jesus. That this year, people will celebrate you. And your voice of gladness. The voice of merriment. The voice of the bridegroom. The voice of the bride. The voice of the mother. The voice of the child. The voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord. Shall not depart from your house. Favor everywhere. Favor from the face of the Lord. The Lord causes his face to shine upon you. His favor, the light of his countenance, be lifted up upon you. Miracles of supply, continuous miracles, favor everywhere you go. In the name of Jesus. Unusual favor. Ridiculous favor. Crazy favor. Be your portion from the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.